Pete Patterson reporting from Branson, Missouri. I'm at the Bald Knobbers Jamboree, and I'm with Gene Dove. Gene's been with the Bald Knobbers Show for 19 years. He's been MC for 7 years. Gene, how did the Bald Knobbers Show start?
Well, Bald Knobbers Show started back in... first of all, let me say hi and welcome to the show, Dave. It's nice to have you here, and I'd like to say hi to all the people up in Canada, and especially to the people of the Country Club. We're just tickled to death to have you all up here, or down here, I guess it should be, and at the Bald Knobbers in Ozark Mountain Country. And to get right into your question, the Bald Knobbers Show started in Ozark Mountain Country in 1959, and it was started by a family called... They were the Mabe family. 4 brothers started the show, and... at the time, they were down on the lakefront, downtown Branson, and they were pretty much a hillbilly comedy type show. And a lot has changed since then. Of course, Branson has grown tremendously in the last 36, 37 years since they started. And we're still, we have a 1,700 seat theater here, state-of-the-art sound and lights, and we still put on, I think, if I may brag a little, one of the best shows in Branson. And certainly it's a good show for all the family to come and see. And it's still a family show. A lot of the Mabe family is still involved in it. In fact, there's still 4 of the Mabe family. There's 3 of the second generation family and 1 of the third generation family still involved in the show. And we have quite a variety of things, all the way from the bluegrass acoustical instrumentation and singing stuff, up to and including 60s Motown medley, the hardcore country, which is what I like to do. I speak for a lot of people when they enjoy seeing some of the older country songs or enjoy hearing the older country songs. But they can see a lot of things here on our show. We have a good lighting system. It enhances the performers, and we have some of the finest performers in Branson on our show.
I can attest to that, Gene. This is our 3rd time seeing the show. Country Club has been down here, been very, very pleased. Gene, what type of people do you believe the Bald Knobbers Show attracts?
Oh, the show attracts people from 4 years old to 94 years old, and we have people that's been coming to our show for years, and they now have their own family, and they say, well, they'll come up to us during intermission. They say, well, we first came to your show when I was a little kid, and I came with my mom and dad, and now I'm back, and I'm bringing my kids, you know. So, and they keep coming because, as I said before, we do have such a variety that grandma and grandpa can enjoy something in it. The teenagers that like a little bit of the newer type country, the country rock sort of stuff, they get a little of that, and the little kids, on up to the grandma and grandpa, just love our comedians, Stubb and Stubb Meadows, and we now have Droopy George Jr., which is the second generation for that character.
So that's been added. That wasn't
here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so you'll see a little different. You'll see a little different Droopy George tonight.
That's great, Gene. On behalf of Q104 and the Country Club, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. And you're right. All the shows in Branson are family orientated. That's what I picked up in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, that's what Branson's all about.
Thanks very much, Gene. Appreciate it for your time.
You're quite welcome. Thank you anytime. Come see us.